This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Chicagoans will gather tonight downtown for the Good Trouble Day of Action in honor of the legacy of civil rights icon John Lewis. People will rally at Daley Plaza to defend democracy, voting rights, and civil liberties. Organizers say they're speaking out against attacks on our civil and human rights by the Trump administration. Good Trouble rallies also are taking place in the suburbs, including Naperville and Highland Park. The Democratic U.S. senators from Illinois are slamming Senate approval of a $9 billion rescissions package. President Trump's proposal could claw back bipartisan-approved funding for public media and international aid. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the cuts will harm rural areas, which rely on public broadcasting for emergency alerts. And Senator Tammy Duckworth calls the package an attack on free press and our communities. As of this recording, the amended bill is awaiting a vote in the House. A statewide campaign is sounding the alarm and trying to raise funds to address homelessness. Hope for Homes Day is a collaboration between Chicago, Cook County, and Illinois state government, as well as community groups and philanthropy. Illinois' homeless chief is Christine Haley, who says more people are at risk for homelessness because of funding cuts by the Trump administration.
At this time, it is vital more than ever that we are making evidence-based policy decisions and working to improve systems, not retreat from what we know works.
Leaders say more than 100,000 people in Illinois are experiencing homelessness. A nonprofit farm in Chicago is helping high school students grow food, flowers, and careers. Englewood's Southside Blooms began as an after-school club, and now its students are designing bouquets and decorating spaces like the Field Museum and the Ritz-Carlton. Their story is featured in a new film. It's entitled In Our Nature, and it debuts tonight at the Gene Siskel Film Center. President and co-founder Keelan Blackwell says he hopes people find the story empowering.
You know, that you don't necessarily, you know, need to be someone who has all the credentials and that kind of deal to make an impact as an environmental educator in your community.
A second screening of In Our Nature is set for July 24th in Lexington, Kentucky. You're listening to The Rundown. For 15 years, the Chicago dance troupe behind The Fly Honey Show has built a following for its mix of club moves and burlesque. The group says it's staging its final series of concerts this month, and it's going out with a bang. Co-founder Aaron Kilmurray sat down with Vocalo host Nudia Hernandez before the first show to talk about crafting a grand finale.
This is an amazing, like, little sandwich in the middle of summer. One of my favorite dance shows to see in the city, the Fly Honeys. They are taking their final flight 6 nights over 3 weekends. Chicago's femme-powered cult favorite smoke show is going to celebrate 15 years. I will say we were a little freaked out here on Vocalo when we saw the word final. What does that mean?
That's a great question. You know, as the director of the project, we've been running this project for 15 years. We started this, talk about real Chicago. This project started in like a DIY space, artist collective space, you know, in 2010. So we really had no plans to keep it going. And it's really had these really beautiful transformations. And I think the way that the group is thinking about it is coming into this season being like, if we could do a final show, what would we do? You know, we're really proud of what we made, and sometimes you got to burn it down to see what rises from the ashes. You know what I'm saying?
How many dancers do you guys have this show?
Oh my goodness. There are 20 dancers in the show. There is a 9-piece band on stage with us as well. Rotating vocalists, rotating hosts. There's 2 MCs this season helmed by Mary Williamson, who's a OG Fly Honey, started the project with me. And then also Melissa Boom Boom Dupree of the Humboldt Park Duprees as well. And then some rotating guest hosts, which are really, really sick. So it's a huge production.
You have a bunch of guest performers joining as well, right? How do you make this all work with so many artists, so many people?
Wow. Not alone. I'll tell you what, not alone. I mean, the Fly Honey kind of, you know, hive and network is massive. It's definitely the performers and artists, but it's all the different collaborators and managers, and it's just a huge system, and I'm really, really proud of it. One of the things that's really exciting about this project is that it's an artist-driven project. We're an indie project, and it has been helmed by myself and by Mary Williamson and some other founding artists named Shannon Metesky and Missy Davis and John Jacor for years, but it's really been shaped by this huge web of artists. It almost functions like a variety event where we're making brand new original work. That's going to be consistent every single night out of the 6-show run. We're femme powered, women forward, queer celebratory, all body loving, joy bomb, vulnerable, big, big, big show.
One more time, if the final finale. So you're saying you're treating it like a finale, but there's like hope that we will see a Fly Honey show again.
Yeah, life is exciting. Who's to say, you know? But we are coming into this work with, you know, like I said, the collective of artists coming in and being like, if we were to make a final show and we were going to come into this work really celebrating the 15 years that we've had here and opening up what happens next, you know, what would that look like? And that's definitely what you can expect. We had our big, big culminating rehearsal last night with all of the parts, and it is really extraordinary. We are still an indie project, and one of the things that I feel really excited about this season is that we've started to license and commission other indie musical artists that are Chicago-centered to use their songs. So the Fly Honey Band and the singers are covering songs by Roy Kinsey, covering songs by Psalm One and Madison McFerrin, Pantera, and this group called the Lambrini Girls, which are, you know, across the pond. So we're covering all their songs and really centering the Chicago vibe.
You heard from Aaron Kilmurray talking about the Fly Honey Show's grand finale. The shows run through July 25th at Thalia Hall. Kilmurray spoke with Vocalo host Nudia Hernandez. Weather, a cloudy day, a high in the mid-70s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s, and back up in warmer temperatures on Friday, sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.